I Didn't Forget About You. A Mad Foggy Fic, written by Martha the Bee and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. A last-minute present hunt drives Foggy to desperation before he realizes the perfect present isn't something you buy. It's something you are. There for each other, present in a very tangible way, in a way that matters, on Christmas and on every other day. He didn't mean to get so behind with his Christmas shopping. Really, he didn't. But one thing led to another in the month of December, and before he knew it, he was snowed under, a mountain of paperwork subsuming his desk. Not quite the white Christmas he had imagined. Foggy crawled out from under it at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve, knowing that it was now or never when it came to the Christmas rush. He had until midnight to find the perfect present for his boyfriend. That shouldn't be too hard, right? He told Matt he'd probably be home late and made his way to the East River Plaza, finding to his horror that hundreds, if not thousands, of other people had had the same idea. He didn't really know where to start, so he just dove in, starting with the coolest toy to have been brought out that year, a bionic bird, aka a drone. Yeah, that wouldn't be a disaster at all. He could just imagine how long it would take for Mr. Bionic Bird to faceplant into the side of a building. Pass. There was an experience stall in the middle of the mall, and he gave serious thought to the idea of a beer-tasting tour, but changed his mind because Matt would complain about it. His boyfriend had weirdly specific taste buds and a few other weirdly specific talents, like attracting every undead ninja in a 15-mile radius. He considered the air hockey table next, but gave it up as a bad idea. Matt would just kick his ass with it. He always had in college, and Foggy wasn't exactly a grateful loser. Getting an air hockey table was a good way to introduce friction into their relationship. A salesman tried to convince him that a hoverboard was a great idea, and Foggy had to admit that it was cool. But again, it would be disastrous around Matt. He continued to wander around the stores, finding his way frequently blocked by noisy throngs of Christmas shoppers. Matt would have hated it. He was almost thankful that his boyfriend had gone home early with a migraine. Putting Mac through this would have been torture on his senses. An electronic Darth Vader helmet caught his eye, and Foggy was sorely tempted, but, well, a present like that was more for himself. Matt wasn't into Star Wars as he was. He considered a smartwatch for a good few minutes. It could be helpful and practical, and it talked, which Matt would love. He'd come back to that one, Foggy decided, not entirely convinced it was the way to go. He wound up revisiting the experiences stall and spent some time considering a Formula One, a stock car experience, before deciding that Matt wouldn't enjoy all the noise. A tank driving experience caught his eye and he grinned, deciding that if he ever needed to store up some brownie points with Frank Castle, he knew where to come. He wandered into a music store and played absently with a handpan steel drum, mulling it over before dismissing drums of any variety as a great way to annoy the neighbors. He walked through one of the big department stores next, spending some time pondering the toy section and the remote control cars in particular. They looked like fun, but Matt wasn't 10 anymore. He cast an eye over the fitness equipment in the store next door, pondering the selection of kettlebells for a little while. Matt was into his fitness, boxing in particular, but he didn't want to get him something he already had. He returned to experience the stall for the third time and briefly considered a survival course. Yeah, no, he decided, walking away. Life was enough of a survival course for Matt. He moved on and considered more outdoor gifts. He and Matt could probably do something with a roof that was nicer than bare bricks and slabs of concrete. He looked at a fire pit, but just couldn't visualize it on the roof. It was probably a bad idea. He returned to the tech section and thought about getting Matt a tablet, but he already had a braille display that he could plug into anything with a USB port. It probably wasn't worth it. He circled back to the game section and looked at a number of themed chess sets. But unless the theme was tactile chess pieces, it wouldn't be exciting for Matt. He gave it up as a dumb idea and pursued a jewelry display, pausing to consider a brand new watch for Matt. But his boyfriend already had one, and it had a tactile face and talked, so nothing was going to top that. He returned to the experiences stall for what was surely his fourth or fifth visit, this time picking up a brochure for a foraging experience. Matt wasn't a bear, though, and sending him out into the wilderness seemed like a bad idea. He wound up at one of the more high-tech stores and played with a virtual reality headset for a while, but something told him that Matt wouldn't really appreciate the full scope of the visual effects, so he abandoned that idea and returned to the sporting goods store. A punching bag seemed like a good idea. That was definitely Matt's kind of thing. But he'd been boxing long enough that he had very specific likes and dislikes when it came to the material, what the bag was filled with, and the company that made it. So no, Foggy decided with a sigh, going back to square one. He wound up in the Photoshop for no reason at all, really, but had no use for a waterproof camera. He hated swimming, and pictures weren't really a lot of use to him anyway. He browsed the adventure experiences stall again, considering indoor skydiving this time. Yeah, that would go well, he thought sarcastically. Send a guy who couldn't see flying through the air. What could possibly go wrong? There was a photography experience available, but something told him Matt wouldn't really be into that, and he wandered into a game shop to look at Star Wars Lego. Well, that was something he wanted for himself. Matt, not so much. God, he was impossible to shop for. There was an art student selling personalized characters in the middle of the mall, and Foggy briefly considered getting one for himself. Of Daredevil. That would be great. Not for Matt, though. Karen would get a kick out of it, though, and he reminded himself to think about that as a possible gift for her birthday next year. He wandered through the appliances section, deciding that the idea of buying Matt a coffee machine had merit, depending on how easy it was to operate. He decided he'd come back to that one if nothing better presented itself. He passed the Photoshop again and ignored the display of digital photo frames. Everything was so visual that it was really quite difficult to find something Matt would like. He actually laughed when a woman he asked for advice recommended a falconry experience as a gift. Matt Murdock did not do well with things flapping around his head, and Foggy wasn't going to torture him with that. He continued searching for another hour before giving up. A planetarium star projector was cool, but not Matt's thing, since it was so visual and he wouldn't get much enjoyment or use out of it. He even considered something as simple as a Christmas cake and then dismissed it. Matt deserved something special. Something amazing. He sat on a bench and picked up his phone and called him. He'd been at it for hours and he had no idea what Matt even wanted. The simplest way around that, of course, was to ask him. It would ruin the surprise, but Matt didn't like surprises anyway and it was kind of ridiculously hard to keep secrets from him. Burning the midnight oil, Fogg? Matt said in his usual charming way when he answered the phone. Foggy shrugged. Something like that. Where are you? Matt asked curiously. It sounds noisy. Oh, I'll move. Foggy offered, standing up and retreating to a little alcove away from the Christmas crowds. Is that better? Much. Matt said appreciatively. Foggy leaned into the welcome sound of his boyfriend's voice. It was so much more pleasant to think about that than the madness of last-minute Christmas shopping. He hated it, but it was for Matt, so he had to try. He liked making him feel special. Did you call just to wish me Merry Christmas? Matt asked when the silence stretched into minutes. No, Foggy said, stifling a yawn behind his hand. I mean, I could, but I'll say Merry Christmas in the morning anyway, right? You're still coming to my parents' place for dinner, aren't you? Oh, I wouldn't miss it. Your mom would kill me, Matt said with a soft chuckle. She would. Foggy agreed, quickly deciding to throw caution in the wind. What do you want for Christmas? Foggy, if even your mom couldn't get that out of me, Matt said teasingly, letting his words trail off. Please, Foggy begged desperately. I've been around every shop at least 4 times and I still don't know what to get you. Matt gave a sympathetic hum that wasn't an answer but made Foggy feel better nonetheless. He held the phone to his ear, wishing he was at home with Matt right now instead of a packed shopping mall. He was tired, his feet ached, and he was starting to get a little frustrated with the whole shopping trip. You're shopping on Christmas Eve? Matt said quietly. I didn't forget about you, Foggy exclaimed, not wanting Matt to think for even a second that he was the last thing on his mind. He wasn't. He was just insanely difficult to shop for, especially at the last minute. That's not what I mean, Matt said gently. Shopping with all the crowds and the pushing and shoving and... That sounds horrible. Just come home. We'll have some wine, watch one of those sappy Hallmark movies you like so much, and call it a night. But I won't have anything to give you tomorrow, Foggy protested weakly. Matt wasn't big on presents. He knew that. He hadn't had many after his dad died. That was why Foggy tried so hard and put himself under pressure to give him good presents. Matt had missed a lot of birthdays in his teen years. He deserved to have special occasions marked. Just you, Fogg, Matt murmured, his tone tender. That's all I want. That's all I've ever wanted, and all I ever will want. Foggy grins. And I'm the one that's sappy. You are, but I like it, Matt said warmly, making Foggy blush. I love you. Foggy sighed. All right, I'm coming home, babe. You sure there's nothing you want? Not a thing, Matt murmured reassuringly. Foggy released a long breath, trying to let go of all the pressure and the weight of the expectations he'd put on himself to bring home the perfect present. Maybe there wasn't one. Maybe that was what all the big department stores wanted you to believe, that you couldn't have a happy Christmas without a perfect present. But maybe he could. Maybe it was being present, rather than presents, that mattered more. He shook his head and smiled as he said, I'll probably be home in about an hour, once I find my way clear of this crowd. You'll wait for me? I will, Matt promised, and Foggy gave a contented hum. Merry Christmas, Matt, he whispered as he hung up. Maybe Matt had a point, he decided as he made his way out of the crowded shopping mall. The best gift wasn't a stressed-out boyfriend with a perfectly wrapped box in hand. It was just being together, watching a sappy movie and going door-to-door doing some spontaneous carol single when the wine went into their heads. It was Christmas. They might as well get into the holiday spirit.